Oh, well, hello, and Merry Christmas. So, where's your little one? Oh! Ho-ho-ho-ho! You're a big boy, aren't you? Is he retarded? I got this one. So, son, what would you like for Christmas, huh?
Did you f*** my mom?
What?
Did you f*** my mom?
What do you mean?
Did you f*** my mom, Santa Claus? Did you f*** my mom?
No,
did you f*** her?
No,
did you f*** my f***ing mom? Did you f*** my mom, Santa?
Yes! Ah! Ah! He's biting my leg!
Charlie!
Get him off! I'm trying to kill him!
Stop dicking with those nails here. Stop biting away. Whatever the hell you're doing.
I'm just picking nail polish off them.
Yeah. Is that it?
Chill out.
It was a little bit of a nervous gesture. Just got me keyed up a little bit. Just a little.
Sorry.
That and the blue.
You know, I've noticed whenever I do anything, you get ticked off. Anything at all.
Yeah.
Move, blink, breathe.
Yeah, I probably got issues in that respect. I don't know what to tell you. I need to work on it. God damn it. Let me turn up that mic. A little more. Want to hear a little more me? Good. Good. Perfect. All right. What? The headphones still sounds awful. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Something's frying this. Ah, there we go. No, still bad. All right, welcome to another very, very professional edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me, instead of Kate, it is the Vagoo herself, Kira.
I've told you not to call me Vagoo, right?
Are you really uptight
about
it? Are you very, very against Vagoo?
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Like, it's kind of stupid.
But it's your term. It's your slang for that special area.
I didn't endorse it. I just said it one time.
Well, Gary Delabate said Baba Booey one time, and that's how we know him.
No, I don't buy it. I'm sure there was a hype machine. But anyways, continue.
Okay, you're not you're not the goo of
No, I'm not. Thank you.
What? Yeah. Little tasteful way of getting it out there. All right, you can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show website, which contains show archives as well as my writing in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement, pretty active on that. And look us up on Facebook, Papa's Basement, as well. And we are without Will for the moment because of the topic I need to rant about right now. The goddamn traffic.
Yep, the mother effing traffic.
The goddamn damn stifling traffic, Kira. What is with this area?
It's 2-3 weeks before a certain holiday named Christmas.
It always sucks, though. It's always bumper to bumper coming here.
Well, don't you come from, you know, like, Hillbilly Hills,
okay,
Virginia?
All right.
It takes me, you know, 7 minutes to get here. So
it's not like there's banjos playing or something.
There are.
You know,
you've got five.
It's not the deliverance scene. No. I'm a little...
You have to go half the way by paddle boat.
I'm a little less than... No, it's not a mad world. It's...
Ow, my stomach hurts when I laugh.
I'm that damn good, eh?
No, I just spent all of Thursday night throwing up. Sorry.
Ah, yeah. Way to sex up the show, Missy.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, it's the stomach
first. I'm not that far west of D.C. I'm not that in the boonies that it should take me 50 goddamn minutes to get to the station, which is like 8 miles.
You know what? You don't like it? Leave. Move somewhere where there is no traffic.
I want to.
Get in your smart car and pedal away.
My smart car? You have to pedal a smart car? That's a Flintstones car.
Get on your horse and ride. You know, whatever. People drive. Nobody carpools. We're all buying stuff.
I can't take it. I despise this area so goddamn much. It was bumper to bumper the whole effing way.
But, like, I don't understand why you're surprised about this.
Because,
like, it's so cliche to complain about the traffic in Northern
Virginia. It's not cliche.
It is. It's like the tiredest, most dead cliche
No. It's cliche, like, standing against injustice. Like, saying racism and slavery is bad is cliche. Same with standing up against traffic,
okay.
Sister.
All right, go for it. Fight the power. Fight the man.
I'm sorry. I just... God damn. That much? I like to get in here at 2:30. I like to settle in. I like to, like, I get nervous like a dog, so I have to urinate
but I mean,
like three
seriously,
times.
Like, do you drive more than one person in your car when you come out here?
No,
do
what does that
have
to do with anything?
Do you take any kind of, like, public transportation? Are you part
no,
of the
I'm not
problem?
Gay.
Yes. You are part of the problem. Oh, okay.
I am.
So you have no grounds to complain. Basically, you just want it to be, you know, a papatocracy where you're the only person who gets to drive on
I
a
like
Saturday.
Papatocracy. That was in the running for the show's original name, by the way.
You're a papatocrat.
No, it just, son of a bitch, we already got a caller. Maybe it's Colin. That was the surprise. I don't want to give it away, but we have Colin Kane potentially calling in. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hi, it's Colin Kane.
Colin!
Dude, holy... it's a bad connection. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's really, really faint.
Like, hold on. I'm going to turn up the send dial a little bit.
Can I curse?
No, but that one got through. It's all good.
I won't curse, dude. Are you playing a joke on me?
What do you mean?
Now it's a little better.
Okay, I'm going to keep turning it up because it goes from, like, really soft to blaring.
Okay. Yeah, it just got a huge jump there.
Yes.
But,
I hate doing that.
I can hear you now, man. What's going on?
You're good. Colin, everyone, round of applause. Kira, please.
What's up, Colin?
Hey, what's going on? Is she in the studio with you, or just kind of like a little phone?
No, I'm here.
No,
I'm in the studio.
Colin, Kira has actually come in. I know that you are. Are you currently in town for the appearance? You're in town tonight, but are you already in D.C.?
I'm in D.C. I'm in the hotel room with my manager right now, and just hanging out.
Really? Can you give us a couple of the details about where you're going to be? I know it's Georgetown. The internet is crapping out on me. I can't exactly punch it up right this second. I feel horribly, horribly unprofessional.
It's all good, man. Yeah, tonight, 8 p.m., I'm going to be at the Rookery, and the address is 2519 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I think it's northwest between, like,
20. It is. I can give you that much. That's my little contribution to this. It is in northwest.
Yeah, so I'm there at 8 o'clock, and it's my second time being here, so I'm excited to rip it up tonight. Are you going to be at the show?
I will see if I can get out of XM early and swing on by.
Okay, cool.
I have to work over at XM for my whopping 15 an hour.
Yeah.
Puts food on my table. But
yeah.
How long have I got you, buddy?
I can talk for a couple minutes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you want to put me on hold and just come back to me?
Oh, hell no. God, no. I want to lay into you for
it's
a couple
not that
minutes.
It's
yeah.
not that he has anything better to do.
No, no,
you know,
no.
He's just trying to run out.
I want to celebrate you. I want to kiss your ass so bad. Like, you don't have to wipe for a week. That's how much I'm going to kiss your ass, man.
Oh, man. I heard one of a friend of mine and a fan had mentioned she mentioned you, and then I got in touch with you, and then I've been listening to you a little, so it's I like what you guys are doing.
Well, we need
you
to isolate
you
that.
You don't have to lie. Just
I know, it's
to
a
be
joke.
Nice.
I, have no,
cool.
I have no idea who you guys are. You guys are two herbs in a basement right now, and this is a joke. Like, seriously, I'm in my hotel room. You're lucky I'm calling you guys. For real.
I know. Oh my God. Is it
seriously,
just because
just,
the manager's
honestly,
around?
Just do me a favor. Just send people to my show, and I will just there. That's it. That's all it is.
I mean, yeah, I can't believe we're actually getting a call. Is it just because the manager's there and you
do
can't
do people call you?
Support?
Am I like the number one? Like, do people call you?
I mean, we get calls. Well, define people. Do you mean famous people that count, like you, or?
Yeah.
I want to say you're probably busting the cherry. Yeah. We've had a couple now and again.
That's cool, man. That's cool. What's your show about?
The show is pretty much, I know you're a big, big Opie and Anthony guy. Love
okay.
the show. That's primarily how I know you. That's why I was so excited to get you on the show.
Yeah.
But I want to say it's like a poor man's Opie and Anthony. Let's go with that.
All right. Nice.
Okay,
nice.
Colin, when yeah. I did a little research on you, buddy. I didn't
okay.
want to be completely unprepared. I've heard you, like I said, I know you primarily through Opie and Anthony. You do some good stuff.
Thank you.
I don't know how to put this out there without sounding a little gay. Most comedians are really ugly, and you're a really good-looking guy. I mean, you make Dane Cook look like Ed Asner. He's like F. Murray Abraham by comparison. You are a lanky, good-looking son of a bitch. Guys can get laid just being funny, so is it almost unfair for you, given that you're a funny guy and you're handsome?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you my hotel room number if you want.
I...
on, dude. I know. Honestly, man, it's bad enough that I'm talking to you. Now you're going to hit on me? It's just me and you on the phone, dude. There's no one listening, and you're going to hit on me?
I'm practically
gargling.
I'm practically gargling with your stuff.
That's a nice compliment, man. But for me, it's about the jokes, and I like letting it rip, man. But that's very nice of you to say. And it would have been nicer maybe if the co-host who's got tits said that.
Yeah,
but,
she's not
you
a
know,
team player.
She just, yeah, it'd be nice if you gave her the cue card for that whole part. But hey, let it rip. It's your show,
right? You
know
right? what? You give the hotel room, you know, to John, and he slips it to me. That's kind of how that works.
That's how it is.
I don't
you know
really
want to
put forth any
John, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet my hotel room. I'm not going to say what hotel it is. I'm just going to tweet the number, and we'll see if you got some listeners and if anyone shows up. I'll send you a tweet. My Twitter, by the way, thanks for plugging it, is twitter.com/ColinKane, and that's ColinKane. But
he's at Colin Kane. I love that name, by the way. Is that the actual name?
That's the name. No stage name.
Oh, you sound like a Superman villain. I love it.
Yeah, it's. I get that a lot. I get that a lot. People always ask that. But yeah, it's my official name.
Colin, what age did you realize you wanted to get into comedy?
I mean, really, there's been some situations, you know, or instances growing up that you know, I just was always kind of ripping on people. I can remember I was at a party, like probably like. Maybe like, I don't know, third grade, and I saw the video a couple of years ago, that's why I remember. And it's a girl's party, and it's her birthday, and her mom's filming her, and like I'm behind, you know, giving her the ears, you know, with my fingers behind her head. This one I was like second grade, so
yeah.
That, and this is also a story, my grandma, she took me to Atlantic City, and
what
she,
age? This grandma
what
sounds
age?
Awesome,
this was,
by the way.
This was last Sunday.
Okay.
No, she took me when I was like super young, and she took me. And she bought me like a fake toy slot machine, and I'm in the back seat, like all you know, revved up, ADD, sugar, and just being weird. And I'm yanking the handle, and she says to me, my grandma says to me, if you keep yanking that, it's going to break. And I said, if you bought me a better one, Grandma, we wouldn't have this problem. So,
it's fun picturing a sassy kid telling off his grandma. Mine are just threatened to beat me with a cane, and I'd run upstairs where she couldn't follow me, and that was pretty much our exchange.
No,
so.
Yeah. So for me, it's always been it's been in me. So.
That's awesome. I mean, do you remember your first big laugh that you got, though? I mean, was there this one aha moment where you're like, screw this, I'm going to make a living of it? Because I think a lot of funny people are out there, but they're too goddamn lazy to get out there and actually make a living of it.
Of course, yes.
Not speaking from experience.
Yeah,
personal.
There's a lot of funny people that I know that, you know, should be bigger than they are. It's just about, you know, drive, and also there's luck involved, but it's just being motivated. My first big laugh, I mean, when people first get on stage ever, it goes great or it sucks. And lucky for me, it went well. So I would say, like, my first big laugh was probably, like, my first or second set, which I did okay. I mean, horrific jokes. I mean, if you guys see these, oh, my God.
Please tell me they're on YouTube.
Awful. No,
please tell me I can tweet
awful.
That. I'll be like, this is the pinnacle of this man's humor.
Enjoy. Awful. No, awful stuff. I had a lot of stuff online, YouTube videos, and then I took them down, and now, actually, I got a big marketing push, and there's going to be a lot more videos and everything that I'm putting out there.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about this YouTube thing. I think it's the way of the future. Have you heard about this Facebook as well?
Yeah, I'm on the book.
The book. I don't want to, like, I don't want you to name names and get any trouble.
Okay.
I kind of work in radio, and for the most part, everyone is a lot nicer than you'd expect. Like, getting into the business, I thought everyone would be, like, a colossal prick. But they're actually really cool for the most part. Are you finding the same thing in comedy, or is everyone really insecure and a big asshole, actually?
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry, dude. Say it again. You cut out a little. What'd you say?
No worries. I was saying, in radio, I've found, for the most part, guys are actually pretty nice, and they're willing to help you along, and there's not a lot of ego involved. In comedy, have you found that to be the case, or are there a lot of guys who really are pricks as soon as they come off stage?
Both, really. I mean, a lot of guys that I started out with, it's just about we respect one another and we, you know, motivate each other and we laugh at each other's stuff. But, of course, there's always a couple guys that...
You're safe to name names. No one's listening.
So it's there's always a couple. It's just about just kind of creating something for yourself and just getting your stuff out there. And also, on your way to the top, not everyone's going to like you, and I'm okay with that.
But, you know, you seem like a pretty genuinely nice guy, which is odd since your comedy is based on ripping on people. Have you learned through experience that you don't necessarily always want to be ripping on people, or have you always had that, you know?
Well, a little both. I mean,
can we look forward to a sensitive Colin Unplugged
album? I mean, right now, when you basically, yeah, you said I'm a nice guy. I mean, you're interviewing me. I mean, you want me to just tell you to F off and tell me if this sounds like the phone's hanging up.
You know, I mean, some comedians, it seems like they don't know where to draw a line. Like they're just always the way they are when they're on stage.
It'd be great if he really did hung up. He did.
Did he really?
I think so.
Wow.
Well, that's a good outro. Good as any.
Well, I guess that's my fault. I guess I killed your interview.
It's okay.
Awesome.
Wasn't going to go any better. Did all right. Let me kill that phone line so we don't have that buzz. Hey, Will.
Hey.
Will, welcome to the show, goddammit.
I've been here the whole time.
Oh, Colin.
I just didn't want to derail your interview. And here he is.
Mr. Kane.
How's that for you? Like that? Was that good enough for you guys?
My mind is blown.
You could hear a pin drop.
Was that good enough for you?
I enjoy that entirely too much for you. Crapping,
I mean, for
all
me,
over
to answer your, no, to answer your question, yeah, I mean, that's what I do. I like going up there, and for me, the funniest stuff is kind of just ripping on people. I mean, those roasts, the Comedy Central roasts, and everybody's, you know, the butt of a joke. And for me, I just find that to be the funniest, and that's what I'm about, and I'm trying to be the face of it. So, I mean, there's some sets when I don't rip on people too much, and I just work on, you know, going a little different direction, but I mean, always somebody's always getting ripped on in a joke.
That is true.
Yeah,
I got no way.
Well, now
I
definitely want to show up, you know, just to see what.
Yeah,
what part of me would get ripped on?
Kira was violently ill a couple days ago, but I think you've emptied out by now, right?
Yeah, I should be fine.
You should definitely come tonight. Bring your friends and come hang out.
Totally.
You really should. And
I swear to God, as soon as I get off the air, Colin, I'm plugging the living hell out of your appearance. Actually, a guy I work with, Funny Danny, Danny Rouillet.
Yeah, Danny's going to be on the show as well. I worked with Danny like a year or two ago, and I know he's been in D.C. doing his thing, and I'm excited to rip the stage up with him tonight.
Danny's a great guy, and he will bust out like kind of the really funny impressions, but there's one that he'll do off air that I goddamn love. See if he can do it for you. Are you a fan at all of the Cleveland show? You don't have to say yes. It's pretty weak. Okay. He does a great Cleveland though.
Okay.
It's spot on, and I realize given you don't give a damn about the show, it won't matter to you, but my brother and I watch it religiously, and hearing him pull that one out just kills me every time.
I gotta ask him for sure.
I know.
For
just sure. Just scream Cleveland at him. He won't know what's going on, and then he can curse me at work on Monday. It'll be great. All around.
Yeah. Nice.
Colin, who do you look up to in the business? Like, who was kind of, you heard this guy, and maybe you listened to a CD like 100 goddamn times, and if you say Adam Sandler, it'll be my turn to hang up on you.
Yeah.
But who was it? Personally, for me, I'm saying this because yesterday I saw Gilbert tweeting about Greg Giraldo's birthday,
mm-hmm.
and he had a great goddamn line about it. He was like, yesterday was Greg's birthday. Thank God he's dead, so I don't have to buy him a present. Kill me. But I love both those guys. I mean, who for you? I mean, for me, I remember, this is kind of embarrassing given I know he ripped Bill Hicks somewhat severely, but Dennis Leary's No Cure for Cancer, I read and reread like the Bible every night before the internet existed, so I had nothing better to do. How about you?
A couple guys that I look up to that I really respect, Nick DiPaolo, Jim Norton, Bill Burr, Louis C.K., Lisa Lampanelli, those are some, Don Rickles, of course. I mean, I wasn't really a huge comedy fan growing up. Like, I know a lot of, some comics, like, you know, go to a lot, you know, every comedy DVD and special, but I wasn't too much, I wasn't one of those. Those people definitely inspire me for sure.
That's pretty cool to know. I'll be honest, I like hearing when someone doesn't pop out of the womb and they're like, this is what I was born to do. Like, you kind of came into it. You figured out later in life you wanted to do that. That's actually a little more inspiring to me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it happen. But it's a lot of good things have been happening, and it's been good, man. So it's a lot of good shows. My show in the city, the Unzip show, has been just really kick-ass too. So,
Colin, I want to thank you, man. Is there anything else I can promote? There's at Colin Kane, the tweets. I definitely got you there.
That'd be great. Yeah, man. Hit me up on Twitter at Colin Kane. Also, you can check out ColinKane.com.
Once again, Colin is in Georgetown tonight. He's in Northwest D.C. I'm going to plug the hell out of the location as soon as I can turn to my laptop and get it. But Colin,
yeah,
remembers
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's the Rookery tonight, 8 p.m., and the address is 2519 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. And come down. I'll be there, and I hope to see you. Hope you guys can get out of the studio and come hang tonight.
Colin, that is, my mind's blown. You called in, man. Seriously.
No, thanks for not that. I really appreciate you guys, you know, calling me, and it's I'm stoked to meet you guys over the air. So come by the show tonight, and I'll definitely be ripping it up. And that's it, man. That's all I got for you. So. Just, I'm going to hang up on you.
Get back to that lonely room with your manager.
We're done.
All right, buddy. Later. Wow. Look at that, Will.
Moving on up in the world.
Moving on up. Colin Kane.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah. No fish frying in the kitchen? Oh. What? We're not going to reference the other lines of that?
That's all I know.
Okay. Another round of outro applause. Colin Kane, The Rookery, Northwest DC, 8 p.m. And my friend, well, not really my friend, work friend. Funny.
Danny Rouillet.
Love those French names. Colleague, exactly.
Part-time lover.
Your bro.
He will be there as well. Will, let me get your mic
on. Yeah, I was going to say, am I even being heard?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're fine. I randomly put you on. You're all good.
Okay.
Oh, man. No, it's been a bit of a cluster effort. Today, like I got in way late.
Yeah, it was the traffic. Yeah, exactly. Like it's like Independence Day out there.
Yeah, and then Little Miss Sunshine over here didn't want me to ramble on about that.
You know
that.
What? I just mosey over here, wake up from a nap, and it's fine. So I don't know about this traffic. Like 2 minutes away.
She's in the backyard.
I know.
With the rest of the Honduras.
I actually live in the studio. I just haven't bothered to tell you.
You live 2 feet away.
There's a cot in the bathroom.
A few miles away. I live closer than John, and most of what I take is back roads. And just to
so Will feels very, very free, by the way, to like cut his margin of arrival to within like a pea hair or two.
Dude, I left. I mean, I was running late today. I've left like 22 minutes. So I left like my place at 2:38 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And to go, I want to say, I remember looking at MapQuest. This is like 9 miles, but I don't think it's that. I think it's going to be like 5.
Oh, I'm 9 miles door to door. I left at about 2 p.m. flat, so I could come in maybe 2:20.
You got to get on the freeway, though. That's a big difference.
Wanted to prep a little for that Colin interview.
Oh, that was top notch.
It was.
Oh,
it
really?
Was great.
It was like Larry.
Thanks.
No,
thanks.
Better. Better than the senile old.
Yeah, I wanted to don my black suspenders and slick back my hair.
That was good, man. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's why I didn't interrupt with my tomfoolery.
Well,
and just derail it. Like
you
I
know,
am now.
I talked to a guy like that. He's actually getting it done in comedy. I want to find out what the hell inspired him, who he likes, and you know if he's making a living at it, which obviously he is. He's in a hotel.
I mean, I think it's cool because
I like how that's my criteria for success.
He's in a Florida hotel room. $100 a night. He must be rolling it.
I know. He's loaded.
No, because, I mean, honestly, I remember that guy's name from O&A.
No, I've seen Ope tweet him, like, more than once, like, retweet his stuff. And he used to have the funniest goddamn Twitter picture. Now it's a bit more sedate. But it was, like, the old one was him making this horrible, like, screaming face. Like, he was getting rammed in the A or something. Just like, yeah, his tongue out.
No, I think he's one of the guys who filled in for Norton once. When Norton
really?
Was, like, away doing whatever he does. Stand-up Leno bits.
No, he's good stuff.
How he
I mean,
occupies his time.
He's done other comedians a great disservice. Now I'm going to bother them to get on the show.
Why not, man?
Has anyone been to the Rookery? Is it a happening hot comedy spot?
No.
I've never heard of it before.
It's the best place ever.
It sounds like a Shakespearean word for whorehouse.
You know the scene?
I think technically it's a Shakespearean word for a place where you keep birds, so maybe you can extrapolate that to whorehouse.
You know the scene where Ron Burgundy seduces Veronica Corningstone? It was filmed at the Rookery. That's how goddamn happening that place is.
Well, you know, I don't go to comedy clubs, you know, so I didn't know if this was like I'm trying to decide if it's like a comedy club or like a bar with like a little stage set up in the corner and a spotlight that
probably
kind of funks on, you know?
Bar, like the only straight up comedy club I know of in this area is the Improv, right?
It's beautiful. There's a fountain in the middle, some statues. I guess
we'll find out when we all go tonight.
I can tell you what the inside of my room looks like and the Checkers drive through. There's not much to my
That's
life.
That's not a surprise.
Will you actually go?
Maybe. I mean, I was going to go like clothes shopping today because I dress like a raggedy
please
hobo.
Be my aunt. He doesn't know what I look like. You can be Papa. You're funnier than me. Do it.
You oh god damn it.
Please do it.
All right. I mean, if I can,
you're Mr. Papa Giorgio's proxy.
What time? Wait, you're not?
I gotta go to XM.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Come on. Come on.
I think that was an empty showbiz promise. I don't think he really expected you to keep that, if that makes you feel any better.
I'm about to cry like Nelson Muntz. No, he meant it.
Oh, God.
My dad's coming back from buying that pack of cigarettes.
Kira, are you going to go?
I'm thinking about it. I'm strongly considering it.
Will you be my date?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Kira, go there. Land you some Colin. I wasn't polishing knob on that one. That guy's a good-looking son
of
a bitch.
The thing I have going on is it's my office Christmas party at a
who needs
Schmidt.
That?
I know. It's total BS, and I have no appetite. I was really going to go for, like, the pasta bar. But
oh God! Why did you have to counter with that?
Yeah,
that was quite the retaliation.
But like
that
now,
was a pasta ball.
Oh, it's two good things at one.
I know. It's but like since I've been sick, I don't really give a crap anymore about.
Might as well
pasta.
Said like pasta vagina.
Well, I mean,
all on board.
They're charging $7 for a domestic beer. So like, there's no other reason to go other than the Butler pasta hors d'oeuvres and the pasta bar.
All right, hold on. Let me handle.
Better.
We'll buy a sixer and chug it in the 7-Eleven. Parking lot.
Sure, this is Colin calling back. Hello, caller.
No, it's actually not Colin, but thanks for thinking I'm a dude. Appreciate it.
No, it's someone way sexy.
Yeah, that was the call screener. Sounds a lot like me.
Gotcha.
Nix, what's up? I got to smooch your ass for that interview. Thank you.
Well, it was funny because I was able to somewhat stream it for my cell phone.
Let me clean the Colin off my lips first. Hold on. Okay.
There we go.
Clean slate.
I feel like you might have, like, a glow, like you just got laid or something. I don't know.
Oh, I look totally banged out. I'm cavernous back there right now. It's horrible. My cheeks are all rosy. It's like the first time I turned Japanese. Like, 12 years old.
I like how you all, like, I have a big surprise. This might be him. Oh, yeah, I didn't want to ruin the surprise. Oh, wait, it's him.
I thought it would just be you calling in. Or actually, I was expecting a late Will at first. That was the first inclination. Then I was like, oh, it's Nixter. And then it's like, Colin was prompt, man.
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes and change or so, man.
Yeah, I guess it's more, God, better to be punctual than funny, man. Seriously, he's got it all on the ball.
That is amazing. I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad he didn't just call in and realize that you were like, you know, a hack show on the internet.
Yeah.
I was going to say that afterward. I was like, does he realize this isn't a real show?
Oh, he wised up pretty quickly. He's like, is this the first person that's ever called? I'm like, well, define person as in famous, the ones that count. And he's like, yes, famous. I'm like, well, then maybe.
But people listen to your show. I get people that are, followers of you that tweet at me like that I did a good job. Like,
no.
Got up out from in between their legs or something, so that's kind of reassuring.
This is a little technical, but by writing daily, I am actually getting like stupid web traffic. Like the show episodes are getting like close to 1,000 listens each or something like that.
We were discussing this yesterday in our off radio somewhat friendship phone call.
When I take off the clown makeup and the mask comes down and I'm in my robe and just Nixter and I discuss the biz.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of awkward. I feel like you and I are actually more friends than you and Kate, which is a little weird.
Ooh,
that's Kate's doing.
Cat fight.
That's Kate's doing. That's Kate's
meow.
Fault.
I'm just kidding. Where's Rodriguez today? What, is she dying? We gotta fill in?
It's siesta!
Oh, man.
She keeps going on about how she's got a life. It's weird.
That's awkward.
Honestly,
you can have a life and no John. It's just not possible.
A couple people had mentioned they're like, "Where the hell has Kira been?" And I'm like, "You know, Kate,
it was
really
just one person,
busy
you know?
All the time. It was two. Shut your mouth." And I was like, "Screw it, let's bring in Kira." So I kind of ran
but
that
really,
past Kate.
She's a different energy. She's like, you know, got
she's got nothing
to
better to do.
Well, instead of crocheting, she's texting. But you know, either works. I mean, either gets the point across.
We've upgraded from an 80-year-old grandma to at least you know somebody in our realm of generation.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Nobody crochets under the age of 80. Ask my grandma.
She can tell me who this Lady Gaga character is. But I was like, screw it. I haven't seen Kira in forever. We don't record on Wednesdays, and why treat her like she has to drink from the colored only fountain anyhow? Bring her in on Saturday sometimes. And Kate, I don't think it was to cover Wounded Pride because she really could care less about this show, but she was like, yeah, that's cool. You know, I'm not going to be in so much during the winter anyhow. Got a lot of snowboarding to do.
But snowboarding.
Yeah, she wasn't covering. That was really what the score is. So it's probably good we're breaking Kira back in.
Yeah,
yeah. Ow.
Yeah. Ow.
Damn.
Yeah. All right.
It's ironic that she's screaming "ow" and people can hear it through my phone, and I'm standing on a street corner in New York City, so it's kind of all just encompassing at the moment.
It's like you called into an audio feed of a snuff show or something.
Yeah, like people are like, "Oh, is this like a dial-in hooker line? Like, what are we doing?"
Oh man,
that's gonna be my next job. It only goes up from here.
Nixie.
Well, I wanted to congratulate you on your first big score. I feel like you've gone through puberty now. Like, is this your mitzvah or something now?
Yeah, you owe me a couple hundred bucks, and I get to say some words in that funny language and wear the the beanie.
Without the propeller.
Yeah, the beanie sans propeller.
Too expensive.
And your boyfriend Danny wrote you a big love letter on the website today, so that was kind of cute, too.
Oh, I got to kiss him for that. He said we are the best talk out there right now. Something along those lines.
Danny Rurrier said that?
Not Danny Rurrier. Oh. Another less funny Danny.
poor Danny the D.
I meant less famous, but we'll go with that Freudian slip, so I sound like an a-hole.
That's all right. You are what you are. You can't help it sometimes.
All right, Nix. Well, thank you for everything.
All right, well, you kids have fun today and, fight the good fight with that traffic on the way home. Try not to blow anybody up or run them off the road.
Die. Why did you have to know? Bye.
We'll go back to your orgasmic state. Talk to you later.
Oh, later. God damn, why'd you hit the S on my day with that outro? I was on a high. I'd forgotten about the traffic. There's like a scalding hot brunette out there who's been listening to this, genius pouring forth for the last half hour. She's practically like putting them on the glass of the studio.
Really?
That's how riled up. Oh, yeah. Real hot brunette.
Mm.
Who is hearing this right now and just simmering. Like a brisket and a slow roast. Just going at it.
I could bitch about traffic all day. I mean, is it just Christmas shoppers gathering?
Yeah. I guess that's what... I mean...
Yeah. I mean, it's simple. That's it.
Amazon.com.
Everyone's like, I need my honey-baked ham pronto.
No, that's literally what happened yesterday. Amazon.com.
Use the interwebs.
I asked Mom, hey, what do you want for Christmas? She mentioned not one, but two DVDs. She said, one from each of you boys.
Oh, wow.
Before I forgot, I logged on to Amazon, typed them both in, and they're on their way.
Nice.
Christmas at the Papa Giorgio house is done.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't know how to use the inner tubes, like a lot, and they're all driving around.
I got to go to the Walmart.
You know, I think my problem is I do realize it was Christmas traffic, and I don't like Christmas anymore.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, it's a pain in the ass. It's an obligation to get presents.
First of all, I love the fact we give each other the gift of no gift.
Really sweet.
You gave me $100 and I literally just took one of my Ben Franklins and handed it to you. I was like, that was really goddamn worth everything. That was such a beautiful symbolic gesture.
No, honestly, at this age and like with the amount of free time I have, the best gift anyone can give me is the gift of not having to get them a gift in return.
I used to love it as a kid. And I goddamn ruined it.
Yeah, it's great when you don't have a job and you can't buy your own ass.
Yeah, when it's just waiting for daddy to buy you crap. Like, you're just circling Super Mario Brothers 3 in the catalog. Like, get me this. Make this happen.
Yeah, once you have a job and you make money, there's no point.
I've hated it pretty much ever since I had shortened curlies because there was one year I got busted stealing Magic the Gathering cards.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was the worst goddamn Christmas ever. I was so full of holiday cheer. And I should have known it was bad because my partner in crime was a Jew. I should have known he wouldn't have understood what Christmas meant for increases in security at the mall and everything.
Is that what Christmas means to you?
Yeah.
Security at the mall?
It means I can't pinch Magic cards as easily. At least that's what it meant to, like, what, I think 13-year-old John.
I'll admit it. It still means that to you.
Yeah. So I shake out a couple decks right now, right before the show. God, he was the worst thief ever. It's still, to this day...
Who was it? Hoffman?
Matt Hoffman. The now completely successful solvent, making, I don't even want to know how much money, just every Jewish stereotype you can, living in New York City. I just picture him like when Homer thinks he's going to be plated in gold and dubbed King Homer. That's what Matt Hoffman is to me. Just covered in 14-karat gold, as Homer elaborates, with the gems encrusting him. No, I remember to this day, I walked out and I had about 10 packs just shoved up the sleeve of this long flannel coat I had.
A little greedy, weren't you?
Yeah, how many packs of Magic cards do you need?
I've never played, stopped.
Yeah, but trying to get 10, I mean, wouldn't it be easy for one to just slip out of your sleeve?
Well, you had to get so many that it like stuck. Stayed taut in your sleeve. So you just randomly looked like you had one titanic fist, like a retarded beast.
Is that child stealing? No, he's just a mutant. Let
yeah,
go.
Exactly. He's just
masturbates excessively.
He's gotten to that age. Let him run off and frolic. I just, to this day, I remember the security saying, "Hey, you, stop there." And I turned back.
You probably shouldn't have stopped. Because I think once you're out of the jurisdiction of
you could,
Kitty City or wherever you were.
It was K&K Toys.
KB Toys?
No, K&K, yeah. The downstairs ghetto one.
And John's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
And I remember to this day turning around because I was getting a ride with Hoffman. You don't have your car back then. And just Hoffman staring back at me like a dip-ass, just dumb as a goddamn triceratops with those dead eyes. It's like the security's coming for me. And I wanted to be like, run with me, you ass! Run! And instead, he's just watching, chewing his cud, and I get picked up. And
because back, like, when you're that, how old were you, like 13 or something?
Yeah, you're not smart enough to steal. You're not Neil McCauley.
You don't realize that these mall cops can do nothing to you, and if you just ran.
It wasn't even a mall cop. I think
it was just an employee?
Yeah.
Just... You should have just Johnny Caged him.
No, executed a split while simultaneously punching him in the testicles.
Yeah, just ran.
Let me pop that one right out, right in my repertoire. And I got pulled aside, and I remember Dad having to pick me up, and just the
ride of shame.
Oh, the crushing disappointment.
Did she cry? Was there crying?
No, I had a pair, but he was just like, I was getting decent grades at the time, so I was kind of getting away with, like, long hair. Almost a mullet, if you will. It was the long hair, but shaved on the sides.
Oh, they took you for a haircut after that, didn't they?
Oh, are you kidding? Like, the first goddamn words in that van were like, yeah, that long hair is going away. And I was so upset. I
love I
was it. Like,
it's
yes,
like Samson,
I don't deserve
all the
it anymore.
Evils in your hair.
Yeah, they cut it.
Well, his hair looks terrible when it's grown out because it's so curly. He looks like Krusty the Clown.
Seriously, picture John C. Reilly.
So it really didn't even have any connection. They were like, we're getting the haircut because it looks ugly. But
well, it was like, you're kind of buying yourself as a kid, or at least in my household, your currency, your juice, if you will, was getting decent grades.
Well, that's all that mattered to Mom.
Yeah, if you could get A's, you could come home high occasionally. They weren't exactly happy about it, but you wouldn't get grounded. You could wear your Metallica shirts that had the skulls on them. But, the instant I was caught stealing, God, that was all flushed down the goddamn toilet. I was back to square one.
I got caught stealing once, and I wasn't even caught. It was, again, I was with a friend. They got caught.
Oh,
and
so
I was
digging
the one
in
driving.
My scalp right now. Sorry. Keep and talking. I'm just dandruff all over the cancel.
Because we used to go into Tower Records.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, of course, not that it matters now. They went bankrupt anyway, so.
Oh, in theory, we should have just...
No,
we only going to talk about stores that have gone under? I mean,
no, I'm just saying, like, in the big picture, what did it matter that we pinched a few CDs? Is that
you're why it went under?
That's
how
why I filed
that?
For Chapter 11.
How about that ass?
But no, we used to go in, you know, like you would pretend you're perusing CDs, then kind of duck down. Because you know how underneath the shelves there's just
oh,
like,
there are multiple
of
copies of the CDs, yeah, and they weren't tagged up.
Right,
right,
so kneel down as if you're looking for a CD you can't find, and then shove it up your jacket. Go to the bathroom. I know, that sounds...
I thought I was going somewhere else for a second.
Then you go
how far was your sleeve stretched out?
And then you go to the bathroom, unwrap them to get the tags off and stuff, uh-huh. And then just walk out with them, like, in your jacket.
You know what? I bet that is why they went bankrupt, because I bet everybody
yes.
was doing
not
that.
Not Napster.
Like, everybody.
I mean, well, how about Crown Books? I mean we
besides
must have,
the internet that killed everything.
We had like a pornography ring operating out of Crown Books before the internet, man.
Crown sold porn?
Playboy and stuff.
Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler. I mean, as a kid, before the days of internet porn.
That was your porn.
That was crack. I mean, God, an issue of Club where they're actually spreading the gooch? Oh, God.
They don't sell Club at... Crown Books.
Oh, the hell they don't.
You actually, this is the duty-free shop at an airport or something.
Oh, I definitely stole a Club International, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
I know Tower would sell that stuff in the book section. Because I definitely
Tower had the weirdest magazines. They would have like High Times, but like the porn version of High Times. You know, like nude chicks covered in like, pot leaves.
Yeah, and autos, porn mag.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Gothic cycle sluts or something.
No, man, I swear to God, and they knew what we were doing because the magazines would be shifted around and missing at the end, but we would just grab issues of, like, EGM, GamePro, Nintendo Power, and sit 3 feet in front of the porn for, like, 45 minutes just reading this. And the employees are just looking. And in retrospect, you get older, what the hell did they care if we stole this? Was it taken out of their paycheck? I mean, they must have been so goddamn bored behind the register that that's the only reason they're interested in this.
Yeah, the I think that would be the only reason they're excited, just the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to bust this little turd.
Oh, what does he think
he's
doing?
Makes a move for
little sea sucker. Oh, you think you got one on me. So
hairy palm bastard.
The move was you would take the magazine and you would throw it in front of one of the porn rags. You'd be like, I've learned enough of Blanca's combo attacks from this issue of GamePro. On to another bit of reading. And you'd walk away, and GamePro would be on top of Jenny McCarthy's Playmate of the Year issue. And then you'd come back 45 minutes later, and you're like, how about that Guile? Let's learn his attacks next. And you'd pull the magazine back, but dun-dun-dun, you had a Playboy behind it now. And then you'd walk in the back and unwrap it. This all ends in the same way.
Yeah.
Everything had to be detagged.
You could have gotten rid of the first three steps.
What?
And gone with my 5-point plan.
What are we, Anna Molly? There's got to be a little romance here.
No, I have to say, your way is kind of boring. Like, why would you bother to read the
needlessly excessive. Yeah. It's
like kind you got to lull them into a false sense of security.
No, the fact that you're loitering there makes you look 10 times more suspicious.
Yeah, it really
this
does.
This whole process probably took like an hour plus.
90 minutes.
Jesus.
And then we'd look at our kill outside and
did
smoke the cigarettes
TV?
We stole.
Do you don't think that puts a target on your back?
Oh, what? You think I should have just been in and out?
Yes.
Go back in time and steal Playboys more efficiently.
I don't know. I thought I was so smart back then. Like, I thought my tactic, I also apply this to my love life, is you just kind of wear them down. They get sick of being vigilant.
No.
Or they get
bored
and
leave. Let's have sex. Yes. Oh, you slipped up.
Much like my love life, if they don't want it immediately, F them. If it doesn't work out right away, it's not worth it.
You don't even use words, do you? You just pull down your pants and stare them in the eye. And if they blink, you're like, get out of here, slut.
No, it's like, was it Jersey Shore? You can just smell the DTF. If it's not there, then...
Oh, really? Are we really?
Man, you guys are two sides of a horrible coin.
The situation's getting quoted here.
We're like Two-Face's coin in Batman. Except it's one side scratched and the other side is more scratched.
Both are ugly and
both
wrong.
Both of you are hideously unattractive right now.
Oh, man.
What? What is wrong with that? I don't, like, sleep around.
He doesn't.
You don't feel defensive now. I mean,
I'm saying, like, it's just, like, if you're
going
to go out with a
girl. He's just really, really pissed I gave away his flirting tricks. No, like, all these guys are out there buying the game and reading stuff like that. Will's like, step one, have a huge pin. Step two, pull it out ASAP.
Great term. No, it's, I don't know. I've just never been one to, like, try to convince women to like me. If they don't, F them. They don't
Step
exist.
Three.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is it would be nice if there was a happy medium between the two of you. One of you spending an hour and a half to steal a Playboy, and another one just like, here it is, you want it, not if you don't, F you. You know, it would be nice if it was like a little bit in between there.
Need a little bit of romance, but not
just
too much.
Just a little bit, but, you know, too much, and the girl gets bored and leaves.
No, I'm, like, fine with being nice to chicks. I'm just saying, like, say you're dating someone for a few weeks.
Stop your crying.
Oh, yeah, no, a few weeks.
See,
if you're
I
not
didn't
naked,
call
so.
You a
yeah,
bitch.
Exactly. It's like something's up.
Yeah, true. And you don't want to date 100%.
Are
you
kidding? Yeah. No, they don't really like you or something. There has to be a physical escalation, like, along each date, I would say.
Or along one date, if you're kind of...
This isn't Candyland, where you can get sent back a few spaces and still win. I mean, if things regress, that's that.
True.
You're moving forward or you're dying.
I feel like plugging Colin at the Rookery again. Just cause.
Colin at Colin Kane at Colin Kane. You mean at the
yeah,
Rookery in Georgetown,
exactly.
8 p.m. tonight with Danny Rouye, Twitter's Funny Danny, opening for him. That
yeah,
kind of plugging.
That's what I feel like plugging. All right, back to the chicks.
And scene.
God. That was us going to black. That was our improv high note. Well, just random.
Segways don't get any better than that.
Oh, that was smooth as JonBenet.
Oh, jeez. Speaking of which, seeing yeah. as we're on the topics of JonBenet and stand-up comedy,
yeah,
I have a few jokes for you as well.
Is this actually going to go somewhere, or are you just getting my hopes up?
All right. First joke. I may have told you this in the past.
Joke in the first!
But hopefully you haven't remembered it.
Okay.
We'll ask Kira. Kira.
Yes?
What's the best part of licking bald P-word? I'm such a bad comedian. I can't say it with a straight face.
I don't know. What is the best part?
Putting the diaper back on afterwards.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
The best part is that wouldn't be the best part. Oh, it's still funny somehow. Wow.
Oh, man. I heard that joke in, like, 10th grade. It's still great after all these years.
Yeah, you're, like,
oh,
practically
my God.
Crying.
God, it's so funny.
Got another one for us, Rickles? Or
I should have gone with the other one first. I don't think I can top that one.
Your big laugh, you blew your wad?
Yeah. No, I think that's like the aristocrats. Once you tell that, you got to get off the stage.
Oh, you don't want to elaborate after spitting out the aristocrats.
No, I think like Costanza. I'm going to leave you all on a high note with that one.
Oh, all right, Coco.
No topping that.
All right, T-Bone.
All right.
Well, there are two news items that I wanted to get to, and then we can punch the hell out of here.
Is one of them Miley Cyrus smoking salvia?
No, although I used to smoke that with one Matt Hoffman, the Semite.
One Miley Cyrus.
No. We smoked salvia once or twice. It lasts like
30 seconds.
Nothing, and you get so goddamn sleepy afterward.
I didn't get that. It's just like you're almost like paralyzed when you do it.
Yeah, it's like you're comatose. It is the weirdest goddamn drug. It's not fun.
What kind of... Why would she let herself be videotaped, you effing dummy?
Who cares? This is a great sign of, like, things to come. 6 months from now, it'll be like Lex Steel balls deep in that camera phone. Can't wait.
I don't know, man. She's like Britney 2.0.
Oh, she's wasting no time. Britney at 18 was wholesome as ass.
Yeah, but I don't think she's also as famous as young.
No, Britney hit it big at, like, 17-ish or so.
Yeah.
Miley was what,
like
four?
14 or something. Like.
Oh, okay.
With that stupid show, I don't know.
Sorry, you just got me on the topic with that diaper joke. Wanted to think happy thoughts. No, I got two items. The first is B. Arthur. The second is Bernie Madoff's kid killing himself.
That's not funny.
Isn't B.
all.
Arthur dead?
Those are both hilarious. Yeah, B. Arthur is dead.
So what's the news?
The news is...
Her fingernails grow another inch this month?
No. The news about B. Arthur is twofold.
She's hot.
Well, here's a young picture of B., where
she looks like Anne Frank.
She got the Chinaman eyes. What the hell's up with that, first of all?
No, she looks like she just got freed from a concentration camp.
She doesn't look that malnourished. She's still a little tubby.
I mean, when is that, like 1946?
43.
Jesus Christ, she's like 30 years old. She's at least like 25.
I think she's like 22 back then. People just looked
holy
older.
Hell.
So what's the news item of which you...
News
speak?
Item is one. For the longest time, part one doesn't really matter. Just... Let me get through it. Let me get through the foreplay, okay?
It looks like a mugshot, so.
Part one. B always denied it, but she was actually part of the Marine Corps in World War II. For some reason, she was, like, deathly afraid of people knowing that and would hide this fact, even in interviews, till her death.
Women could be in the military back then?
Like, in a kind of reserve corps capacity during World War II.
Like the wax and the waves and the,
like,
you know.
Like, making bagged lunches for the real soldiers? Putting ham sandwiches in a bag of Lay's potato chips in a brown paper bag.
No. She would drive a truck.
Wow.
But the best part of it is there's military records that we can go through now of B's time in the service. And it turns out in 1943, She was sidelined for 5 weeks, unpaid.
For stealing magic cards.
Because she got venereal disease.
Oh.
Which one?
I don't know. Back then, they just called it venereal disease.
I bet it was the SIF.
AIDS.
SIF was big back then.
She was patient zero.
Wait, what was the one they used in the Tuskegee experiments?
Syphilis.
Yeah.
The SIF.
The SIF.
Okay. I don't know words.
I'm going to go with the drip.
Ew.
I'm going to go with the drip.
I don't know, because despite my panache, if I'm using that word correctly, for unprotected sex.
Yeah.
I've never had an STD.
Your celebration thereof. Well, we probably all got the HPV that we just carry and give to other women. And
yeah, so.
Yeah, no one really cares about that one.
As long as I don't show symptoms, what do I care? I hope I infect everyone on the planet.
Oh, okay. God damn.
I think I've told you this story. The one time I thought I had a herpes outbreak, I like nailed some other chick, like raw dog. Just because I'm like, if I'm going down, I'm taking someone with me.
Oh, God. Was it one we both visited?
Yes.
Oh, you son of a...
Although I don't think you did after I did.
Oh, God. But I'd like to visit that again once in a while.
Well.
Give it a yearly checkup.
Meh.
God damn it. Why?
It was nothing. It was just a lack of hygiene anyway.
Well, can you get tested now? I'm all...
I got tested afterward. I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not like me where I had that ingrown hair on my junk and I actually went to get tested before I plowed a girl and then drove home from the STD clinic and nailed someone.
And then drove immediately back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're just doing donuts in the parking lot.
Okay. There's right. that. Then there's that awkward pause. And now we've got the second item.
B. Arthur.
No, that was the first item. We just talked about B.
But it doesn't say how she got it.
Being a
whore.
Well,
there's only one way.
Being
right?
an old whore.
Was it from a colored gentleman who was part of the Tuskegee experiments?
I mean, I'm not going to go that far, but
where's
it's just,
WikiLeaks on this?
It's so... Isn't it horrible thinking of, like, B getting drilled out? I was with one Marine once.
She kind of looks like that roller derby chick I plowed.
She looks a little like Bjork.
I guess.
No, I was with one Marine. And she wasn't even that butchy until it came to the downstairs. Oh. And it was just...
It had a fade.
It was untouched.
Jarhead.
Yeah, it looked like Kid and Play. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It was untouched and puffy.
Yeah, much like the roller derby chick.
Oh, mine was a roller derby girl as well.
Yeah, they played on the same team.
And they were both unkempt?
Maybe that's like
Is
part
that
their of their
team
bonding.
Thing?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
It's not part of the uniform?
Girl. I ladyscaped.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe it's Scare Force One's thing.
Yeah. That's how they scare their opponents.
Yeah. Scare the ass out of me.
They're mighty beefs.
Oh, my God. The skirts flip up and it's just another little bearded mouth screaming at you. It's a hell of a fatality to pull on someone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it's just horrible thinking of B having sex, but especially she's in the Marines and it's 1943. I can only imagine.
Not unlike that Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, or even Betty.
Oh.
I'd help Betty's face get white.
Do you think anyone were hot when they were young?
Yes. I think Rue was hot.
She better have been if she's playing the old slut.
Yeah, she was totally hot. Go pull up an old Rue McClanahan picture now.
This isn't a microfiche.
Or you just go to news item number two. I don't really care. Because looking stuff up on the internet on the radio is good.
Oh, it's equally
radio.
Compelling.
No, it's fun.
There's dead air and I'm turned away from the mic.
What was item number two again? I already forgot. Me and my brain damage.
I don't think you mentioned
Hold
it.
On. I'm lost in a sea of Rue.
She looks kind of like
pulling
Sigourney
me out.
Weaver.
After the alien killed her. I'm not finding young Rue.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think cameras were invented back
I don't
then.
Think it existed.
And no one would have cared who she was, so not even her own mother.
Oh, there's not young Rue, but I'm finding a lot of sexy Rue. Everything's sexy Rue. Okay, anyway. Item two, Bernie Madoff's kid killing himself.
Why, because all his stuff got taken back?
No, I'm a little torn on this. He's like 46, and they found him hanging from a dog chain, like a dog leash, in his Soho apartment. And he's throwing it over a pipe.
Maybe just getting down like David Carradine.
No, it's on the second anniversary of his daddy getting busted.
Ooh.
And I
symbolic.
Feel... It's complex for me because on one hand, this guy's rich. He lives in Soho.
They were still rich even after all this. Yeah. They were rich before. Like, they're not...
And I love seeing Bernie Madoff punished in one of the only real ways you can punish a parent.
That's true, because he...
That's some biblical ass, the kid dying over your sins. On the other hand, apparently the son was a good dude who actually turned in the dad. Like, he was not aware of the crimes and everything.
Oh, so it was just probably because of guilt he felt?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Much as he's rich and he lived in New York, so F him, I hope he dies. Like, he was actually somehow proactive and nice in this role. And tried to stop his dad once he realized what was going on.
Did his dad, like, almost single-handedly S-tank the economy of the entire country?
His dad is a bigger monster than Jeffrey Dahmer, and I'm not saying that for effect. Like, he effed I don't know how many people out of their livelihood. Like, getting raped, getting murdered, I get it. It's horrible. You're either dead or you're a shattered soul afterward. But at least you can kind of, like, move on. You weren't robbed of every last goddamn shred of everything you were.
Well, I'd say being dead's worse. But...
Nah, you don't have to pay bills.
Being alive without any retirement money.
Dead, you don't have to be in this goddamn traffic anymore, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So rape, if you ever kill yourself,
yeah, shake it off. Take a shower. Have a Goody's headache powder. You'll be fine.
Yeah. We've all seen Leaving Las Vegas.
Exactly.
Just wash the blood off.
Let it go down the drain. Have sex one last time with a dying Nick Cage. Everyone's happy in the end.
That's what I took away from it.
And scene. All right, I think we can go out on that high note. I just felt weird, man. Because you want to hate that guy so effing much, but to be that rich and actually, like...
No, they're two different people. He's not... If he was, like, part of the scheme... I mean, he's not responsible for what his dad did.
He's a good dude. Kind of sad he did it. Although, F him, an apartment's so good where your pipe was strong enough to support your body weight. You know what? Go to hell. Go to hell. That is some good plumbing right there you could afford, buddy.
I'm sure the dad's going to off himself eventually.
Or get
beaten to death with mop sticks like Dahmer.
Oh, that wasn't a beatdown. That was a beatdown from inside with those mop sticks. Oh, yeah. I think they knocked his teeth out, and it wasn't from the front side.
Oh, God.
They kept on pushing and pushing.
Pig roasted him. Had an apple on the end.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. He was like a caramel apple with the stick in him.
You guys are doing a lot for my nausea. Thanks.
Oh,
appreciate it.
Kira, are you happy to be back?
I'm ecstatic.
Are you ready for a lot more weeks of this? I mean, like, it sounds like it almost might be a rotating schedule, like a pitching platoon.
Woo.
God, that was feeble. God, that was feeble. Might as well have coughed up dust after you let out with that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kira, thank you for coming on the show. Will?
Yes.
Thanks as always.
Thank you. There we go.
You're getting your thank you. You got in through this traffic.
Ugh.
And no, in order of my heroes right now, there's like Jesus Christ, B. Arthur for a military service, and you getting through that traffic.
Thank you.
Colin. Colin Kane. At Colin Kane. I refer to everyone by their Twitter handle. Everyone should just change their legal name to that. From now on, Colin is at the Rookery, 8 p.m. tonight, Georgetown, with my buddy Danny Rouye, Funny Danny. They're both good dudes. They're both funny. Please pay money. Go see them. I wasn't exactly talking to the audience. I was imploring you two, since I'll be not there.
You should have told him you were working.
I did tell him I was working.
All right, then what was the problem? What the problem is?
I still want to be there. Still want to be there for my Colin.
Get a chicken to fill in for you. Oh, the Simpsons.
That dreamy, toe-headed lad. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, show archives, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook, Papa's Basement. And until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.